This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado universities are a step closer to paying athletes directly, but the specific payment amounts will be kept secret for now. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Legislation allowing payments for use of an athlete's name, image, and likeness passed out of the Education Committee on Thursday evening. But a bipartisan group of lawmakers continue to worry that payments to athletes won't be disclosed. Republican Rep. Anthony Hartsook voted no on the bill over transparency concerns.
You should absolutely get paid for it. You should be compensated for what you've achieved athletically and academically. But then the public also has a right to know what that compensation is.
Hartsook and others hope that more work will be done on transparency as the bill moves through the legislature. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado researchers are recruiting for a study into whether psilocybin combined with therapy can help people with major depression. Previous studies have found benefits. The research comes as Colorado legalizes psychedelic mushrooms under certain conditions. Scott Thompson is a neuroscientist at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. He said, along with depression, psilocybin could have benefits for other conditions as well.
There are studies of alcohol abuse, smoking cessation. People are now exploring obsessive compulsive disorder, bipolar disorder.
Thompson cautions that previous studies have been small and that further research like the study at CU is needed. Improvements for deaf and hard of hearing people incarcerated in prisons should be underway after the state settled a 6-year-old lawsuit with disability advocates. Disability Law Colorado says the Department of Corrections wasn't accommodating incarcerated people, including making sure there were loud enough alarms and sign language interpretation. They now have an independent monitor who will make sure the state makes improvements in these areas. This is CPR News and KRCC.